Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Radio friends, on Wednesday, December the 21st, and I think today is the first day of winter. And we've got an old friend with us today, singer, songwriter, storyteller, Larry Brown. And let me tell you something about Larry before we listen to his story. Larry is a real trooper from the word go. He woke up this morning and he didn't have much of a voice and he was concerned, but he kept working at it, and he decided he was going to come on out and do this story anyway.
It's kind of a frosty voice.
So, yeah, that's what it sounds like, a frosty voice. So just talk nice and low, Larry, and we appreciate you coming out today. What's the story about?
Well, I'll have to tell the story. Then you'll know what it's about.
All right. So without any further ado, here is Larry Brown with a voice that is barely here, but he's a pro. He's a pro, and he's going to share the story with us. Go ahead, Larry.
The soldiers poured into the little agricultural village. They had been going from town to town, looting, raiding, shooting, killing. It was their mission. Now they had been attacked, and one could say it was defense. But the worst-case scenario was it was revenge. And their mission was to discern who was an enemy and take them out. If they were supportive of an enemy, to take them out. On this particular December evening, the soldiers had come into this village. It was not unlike villages they'd been before. They divided up into teams of two. A few were solos. One particular soldier went into a bit of an outbuilding behind the rest of a farmstead. He pushed his gun forward into the building. His finger lightly touched his trigger as he heard a muffled sound coming from a corner of the building. And from the light of the burning buildings behind him, he saw there huddled in the corner a woman cradling a child. From her appearance and from the appearance of the child, he could tell that she had just given birth. He approached her, but then halted. They made eye contact, and he could tell by looking in her eyes both fear and defiance, for she was not going to permit anything to happen to her child. He tried to convince her that he meant no harm, but she only let him approach if he would lay down his gun, and he did. He knelt before her, offering sympathy, took off his jacket and put it around her. And for a few moments, the battle outside was quiet, but then it raged up again. Shouts and cries were heard from outside. Someone passed by the door of the shed. The soldier immediately stood in the doorway and said, "There's nothing in here." And the soldier passed on. And for what seemed like an eternity, over the next hour or so, the soldier kept watch over the woman and her child. Then things did quiet. It sounded as if perhaps the soldiers had moved on. Only a slight whimper could be heard in the darkness. And the soldier stood and went to say goodbye to the woman. He left his coat, stepped outside. He looked up into the night, and the stars were bright, but the air smelled like smoldering houses and household goods and the smell of blood. And for a moment, as he just gazed out into the night and up at the stars, he thought, how could this have happened? How could we be fighting and killing each other, family against family, brother against brother? It started just a few years ago as a border war, people believing that they were fighting for rights and property and freedom. But now armies were against each other. And now it has come to this. Here I am participating in such violence on this night of all nights, Christmas night. He thought for a moment. Well, I'll get my gun. Oh, wait, I've left my gun in the shed. But then his second thought occurred. Maybe it's just as well. The Confederate Army has now moved on south. There's nothing here but Union soldiers. I could continue to harass them. I could go on to join Bloody Bill. His next plan was to tear up all of the railroads across the entire state of Missouri. But now that I am without my gun, and I am without family, and there is no farm for me to return to, perhaps I'll just go on west. I'll just leave my gun and go west. And as he looked up into the night sky, it did appear that the stars were brighter in the west.
Mm. That's a nice story, Larry. That's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Is this your own composition?
It's an original story based on experiences that people would have had in the border wars in the early years of the Civil War.
And you did a beautiful job telling it, even though your voice
even
is
though
about
my voice
to go.
Is a
no,
whisper,
the voice was fine. And this, if you'd like to hear this story and many others, you have a DVD.
It's a DVD, yes.
And how many stories are on the DVD?
Oh, there's about a dozen stories there.
Okay. It's called Brown Story Live. And where is it available?
You can get it from me. You may communicate with me at www.brownstory.com, my website, or brownstory@hotmail.com.
Okay. Are there any special thoughts that you have for this season?
Well, and as the story indicated, when we tell the Christmas story, it is a story set in a time of empires, of struggle, of wars, of violence, and for just at least a moment, can't we not glimpse that picture of peace, the possibility of folks not doing violence to each other?
And,
I come back again and again to that.
And if we can do it for a moment, maybe we can expand it to two.
Or three.
And then three and four, and maybe someday we will really have peace on earth and goodwill towards all men. That would be very nice.
That would be very nice.
Larry, I thank you so much for coming on just a couple of days before Christmas, and also the fact that you came on today with your voice the way it is. That's a real trooper. We appreciate it.
It'll be better.
So brownstory.com if you want more information. We're out of time for today.
All right.
Hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, Paul.
We look forward to having you back again in 2012.
All right.
Isn't that hard to believe? It's 2012 is just around the corner. Tomorrow, we're going to bring you up to date on the happenings with the Salvation Army. And I can tell you, they still need assistance. And we'll find out about that. Central Missouri Dietetic Association also. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to listen to this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org and sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.